Rob, many congratulations. That was a protracted battle. Did you expect to have to go that high?
No, probably not. But Dark Angel is a serious sire these days. And the horse had plenty of class, excellent mover, out of a Group 1 winning mare, and from a fantastic family who's produced two stakes, and the mare's produced two stakes horses already.
And who is she for?
She's for Mr. Urachi, who owns Tamga, who's a Group 1 horse out of the mare who we have in training in Turkey, so it's a family we know well.
And what has the say been like for you so far?
I think very, very, very select sale, but if you have the right horse by the right stallion, there's plenty of money around. And, you know, so far we've picked up two end user colts, both of which we will be keeping and retaining and putting in training in 2017. The yearling market was so strong this year, we didn't quite make the inroads that we wanted to into it. So we had a little bit of powder for the foal sales. And I'm so far delighted that I think we bought two very nice colts to go in training in 2017.
And just speak to me about the other one as well, did you, Bob?
Yeah, we bought a Camelot colt this morning, lot 1039, a close relation to a recent Grade 1 winner in Australia. And Camelot's a colt that we followed all through his racing career, right from when Mr. Archie underbid Camelot as a yearling. And the horse came within a head of becoming a Triple Crown winner. So we give him every opportunity at stud, and we've been very, very impressed by his stock this week. And he was a standout individual for us, so we're delighted to have secured him.
Great, Rob. Thanks for your time. Best of luck with him.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.